All right, you can just breathe normally now. As you sit there relaxed, anticipating going into even deeper levels of relaxation, recognizing that the whole purpose of the hypnosis is to bring positive suggestions to your subconscious mind, your unconscious awareness. And over the next few minutes, everything you're going to hear from me is destined for your subconscious mind. It's not destined to your conscious mind. Think of it as this process is bringing your subconscious mind in the driver's seat and bringing the conscious mind into the back seat. Conscious mind is always there, but it's playing a submissive role. It's just staying in the background, observing. And yet, it could still be doing analytical things and what have you, but the message that is being conveyed to your subconscious mind is not for the conscious mind. So the conscious mind can think whatever it wants, but it's not for it. And there's two ways you can go about it. You can just say, okay, conscious mind, do your thing. But keep in mind that all the words that Mike is saying is not meant for you. And if you want, you can just tell your conscious mind, go in the corner, leave me alone, I got work to do. I want the unconscious mind to be in the driver's seat right now. So, have you ever noticed how time moves differently depending on where you focus? Sometimes a moment lasts forever. And sometimes an entire day disappears in the blink of an eye. Right now, I wonder if you've been listening for a long time or if we just started. Because the past is just a memory. And memories shift, don't they? You may have thought you knew how long you've been here, but isn't it strange how the further into this moment you go, the less you're sure of when it began? And what if, just as you try to remember the beginning, it moves further away, just like a dream that vanishes the moment you wake up. And the more you reach for it, the more distant it becomes, until all that's left is this moment right now. And that moment stretches and softens and shifts as you slip comfortably deeper into wherever your mind wants to take you now. And as you go deeper now, you may begin to notice that the deeper you go, the more still everything becomes. And within that stillness, there's space. Not the kind of space you analyze or organize, but a softer space. The kind where something new can arise, unforced. Like the way a thought just appears in a quiet room. Now, Imagine sitting in a quiet, comfortable space. You have a journal in front of you, open, waiting. There's no pressure to write anything profound. You're simply curious. And curiosity is where healing begins. And in this space, just begin to notice a gentle interest in your own inner world. Not judging it, not fixing it, just noticing. You may begin to realize that inside you, there is a quieter voice. It doesn't shout, doesn't analyze. It simply knows how you feel. And maybe that voice is one you've been waiting to meet again. There's an old story about a man who lived in a house with many rooms. He spent most of his time in the room of doing, always fixing, planning, producing. But at night, when everything was quiet, he would sometimes find himself in the hall of mirrors, where feelings, reflections, and forgotten memories lived. He used to avoid that hallway. Too many shadows, too many questions. But one day, someone gave him a lantern. Not a blazing spotlight, just a soft, steady glow. And with that lantern, he began to explore, room by room, memory by memory. Not all at once, just a little each evening. And the more he walked those halls, the more he realized those rooms weren't broken. They were waiting, waiting for him to return. Not to fix them, but to feel them. And maybe you're beginning to wonder, what feelings have been waiting inside you, Alec? Waiting for space, not solutions. As you reflect on your day, you may begin to sense what your body has already felt. A moment of tension in the chest, a flicker of gratitude, a wave of sadness that passed without words. Each one a message. And you're beginning to listen now. You don't need to have perfect words. You don't need to explain everything. You simply begin where you are with a phrase, a feeling. The journal is open. You start with, I felt this today. And I'm not sure why. That's more than enough. Every evening, after your emotional check-in with Anne, you'll naturally feel drawn to sit with yourself for just a moment longer. And as that becomes a familiar rhythm, you'll notice your hand reaching for your journal, your mind becoming still, and your heart becoming more curious. Writing may start as a few words and grow into a quiet ritual, a place where you can meet yourself again, where your true self, the part of you that knows, can begin to speak more clearly each time you listen. And each time you write, you feel more grounded, more honest, and strangely, more free. There may come a day, not long from now, when you look back through the pages of your journal and discover someone who is changing. Not in a dramatic, sweeping way. Not in dramatic, sweeping ways. But in the gentle, consistent way that matters most. And you'll think, this is who I really am. I was just waiting to hear myself. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll return to full awareness, carrying with you this growing connection to your feelings and a new habit of reflection that will begin to unfold naturally, easily, over the coming days. 1. Becoming more aware of your body. 2. Bringing back the insight of the lantern, soft and clear. 3. Feeling grounded, stable, and inwardly strong. 4. Allowing this sense of inner reflection to stay with you. And 5, eyes open when ready, refreshed and calm. That's right.